We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padre Social Hour.
Padre Social Hour presented by United Airlines. We are back on a Friday night. Kurt Bevacqua, Ben Higgins in for Jesse Agler. And Kurt, it's tough to be perfect. Max Scherzer finally gave up a hit in the sixth inning against Freddy Galvis of the Philadelphia Phillies. So there will be no back-to-back, no hitters. Three great starts in a row, though, with the first one-hitter, the no-hitter, and now one hit allowed in six innings so far.
The hell with Scherzer. I got a guy that's pretty perfect sitting next to me.
Three straight starts in a row doesn't get any better than what our next guest here on Padres Social Hour did, winning the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness Stakes, and the Belmont Stakes aboard American Pharoah. We are joined by jockey Victor Espinoza. And Victor, absolutely, applause.
Thank you.
It's been so long, 1978. I mean, what were you feeling like when you crossed the line at Belmont and that was it? It had finally been done.
Seriously, huh? I didn't even have a feeling in there. I was numb for a minute, but it was just incredible that I'd be able to get it done for like my third strike. But it's just an amazing thing that I'd be able to do it in 37 years, huh?
37.
I think it was waiting for me.
It's amazing. You said third chance, War Emblem in 2002, and then California Chrome last year. You probably were wondering, well, I'll never get an opportunity like that again. For it to come the very next year aboard a great horse like American Pharoah, you must be thanking your lucky stars. That doesn't happen for jockeys every day.
No, not at all. And I probably was one of the luckiest jockey ever. They have it basically the third time and be able to win it. It's just one of those things that I never even think about it and, you know, not even dream or haven't even dreamed to be able to be in that position.
Can you compare horses? Is it fair to ask you?
No, it's not. Yeah, it is kind of fair.
What's the best horse?
Yeah. You know, as of right now, the best horse probably is American Pharoah.
Okay.
Right now? Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And I know, don't know if we'll see him out at Del Mar, but I know the meet is coming up. Every time the fair comes back around, you know the racing season is just around the corner. So I know we'll see you, Victor, out at Del Mar. You race out there every year. They're looking forward to coming back again.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm always, like, you know, prepare myself and train hard for Del Mar because there is one of their, you know, the track that I've always been lucky in there, and I always win a lot of races, and I always find the right horse for the Kentucky Derby, at least for the Triple Crown. That's how I find California Chrome and Del Mar and American Pharoah. But Del Mar is always, it's a fun meet to be around there, you know, and it's just so many people that go there and a lot of followers and a lot of, you know, people like they support the racing and they go there just to have fun. And it's so close too, you know, but over here it's fun too.
So don't think that you can just go to the window and bet every horse that Victor's on, because the odds are
they're not all American.
They're going to be, you know, 3-5 and things like that. He's not going to be on a 15-1 horse for very long.
All right, Victor, you are on the Cholula hot seat right now on Padres Social Hour, and you're going to be throwing the first pitch out today. I don't know if you had a chance to talk to any of the players yet, but I'm sure you met some of them last season. Compare the training regimen. I don't think people understand the training that jockeys go through. I mean, they think about baseball players and basketball players and football players as professional athletes. And, Kurt, I don't know if you know this, to keep in shape for jockeys almost puts the rest of them to shame.
Yeah, it is hard work. It is a lot of training. And not just the training. The biggest challenge for a jockey and myself is that, you know, really can't eat much. You can't eat whatever you want because, you know, the weight problem. And it doesn't matter how small or tall you are. It's just the weight and it's a challenge. And then working out every day. I mean, 5 days a week, no matter what, you have to work out. And deal with that. A lot of things going on. Riding is not, like, it looks easy. But it's a lot of details going through and the riding thing. It's like anything else, any sport. Like, you know, all the players right here, there is not just throw the ball and that's it, they're done, or hit it. You know, it's a lot of details to go in there. But the players only know what details are going there, like we do, you know, and as a rider.
So what's a typical day for you working out, at least in the off season when you're getting ready to race?
Well, and like in the morning, I go and I lift weight, mm-hmm. you know, for a couple hours, and then around 5 o'clock, I go, I run up the hill, I do cardio, and I and sometimes I have a best like weight like 15, 20 pounds, and I run up the hill.
So 5 o'clock. A.M. or
P.M.? P.M., because okay. not too hot.
That's
know?
My kind of workout.
And
yeah.
in between, he gets like two bites of steaks and a piece of broccoli.
Exactly.
And that's about it.
And
Kurt.
A carrot.
Yeah, can you imagine that? That now, see, you're working out's fine if you get to eat afterwards, but Victor doesn't even get to enjoy it. So, so I mean, you're, what, 43 years old now yeah. as a jockey? I mean, how long are you going to keep going after this until you can just kind of let yourself have the big steak and the baked potato now?
I know, right? As at this point, I had no plans. I every time I make plans, never happens. So I just go day by day, and I think when the time is up, overnight, I'll be like, okay, that's it.
As long as they keep giving you American Pharoahs to ride, you're gonna keep riding.
Then
I
keep
right?
riding.
There you
right.
go.
Why would you go away? So, right? any nerves about the first pitch? Any advice you get from Kurt here?
Well, yeah, now I am because you guys put me a little more pressure.
You know, everybody. So you're going to feel more pressure tonight going to the mountain than you felt getting on American Pharoah at the Belmont.
Thanks to you guys.
Oh, my goodness.
So what's life been like for you since the Belmont? Now, you know, obviously, you know, going around, you've probably been doing a lot more interviews, talking to people, building up the sport of horse racing. What's life been like for you since winning the Triple Crown?
Busy. I have more work to do now than before. Before, I used to have a lot of free time. Now, I had no free time. I've been doing a lot of things, pretty much, you know, for after the race. For, like, the first 10, you know, 6 or 8 days, I probably sleep a couple hours. Because I've been around a lot of the shows that want me to go. And also, the most fun thing that I probably, you know, do it is in, the CMT Awards for the country music. That was a lot of fun. And in Nashville, Tennessee, they wanted me to go there to present an award for them. And I was something that I never, you know, done. And it was, you know, quite experience for me.
They think jockeys wear cowboy boots.
That's fantastic.
So yeah, listen to this. I played in a golf tournament with Stevie Cawthon. And now I'm sitting next to this guy.
Awesome.
Wow.
That's pretty good,
that
huh?
That's amazing. That is
two
amazing.
Triple Crown winners.
Well,
lucky
awesome
year.
Now the
exactly.
Now the Country Music Awards can be your second favorite appearance after Pondre's Social Hour. Victor, thanks for stopping by. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. And thanks. You should follow me on Facebook.
Congratulations.
Okay, follow it. What's Facebook? Victor Espinosa. Follow
yeah.
Victor
what about
Espinosa.
Twitter? Do you have a
and
Twitter?
And Twitter, too, and Instagram.
Absolutely. All the platforms.
There you go.
And you also, you guys need to vote for American Pharoah. This is the first time they ever a horse has been
horse
nominated. For the
ESPY Awards.
The ESPY Awards.
Coming
yeah.
up next month.
Yep, yep.
A horse for
that's
the just, athlete of the year.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's the first
I'd
time
like
ever.
To see him go on stage
why
and
not?
Accept the award.
All right, Victor, you have been on the Cholula Hot Seat. You are now off the Cholula Hot Seat.
Thank
but
you.
Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. We'll get back, talk a little more Padres baseball. Again, thanks to Victor Espinosa for stopping by. Friday night edition of Padres Social Hour. Tweet us using the hashtag PadresSH. With Kurt, I'm Ben. Padres Social Hour, back in a moment.